Federal crews are conducting research in Angoon this summer on possible impacts of a community airport. State officials have proposed building the facility in a wilderness area near the Admiralty Island Village. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Angoon is about halfway between Juneau and Sitka on the west side of Admiralty Island. The Tlingit Village is only accessible by float plane, ferry, and private boat. The Federal Aviation Administration is looking at what it would mean to build a small airport there. It's conducting research this summer for an environmental impact statement needed to move the project forward. Leslie Gray is the FAA's project manager.
We're currently out in the field gathering lots of information on geomorphology and biology and fisheries and wetlands and vegetation so that we can study the impacts of not only that alternative that the state and community came up with, but other alternatives that need to be analyzed, what impacts those alternatives would have on those kinds of resources, including socioeconomic impacts as well, and those human impacts along with biological impacts.
Local and state officials spent several years coming up with plans for the proposed 3,300-foot runway. They identified a 270-acre site southeast across Favorite Bay from Angoon, which would be accessed by a new road. One of the alternative sites is to the east and the other to the southeast. Grace says the research is considering the Tlingit Village's human history.
The DOT did some preliminary studies and found that the sites they liked and the community liked could most likely avoid cultural sites, and we will be doing some field work to verify that that would be the case.
You mean going out and looking to see what's there or talking to people about oral history or both?
Certainly there will be some field work, some sampling on the ground, areas where they would suspect there would be some, have been some cultural activity. And then there will actually be some interviews with local residents and cultural bearers that have the local knowledge of the cultural resources.
The State Transportation Department has been working on the project on and off since the 80s. Planner Vern Skaggerberg says finding a location was difficult. Like elsewhere in Southeast, the area lacks large parcels of flat, dry land.
There are some additional challenges in Angoon because they're located immediately adjacent to Admiralty Island National Monument and the wilderness area. And the town site, the community's property, is fairly limited and oriented in such a way that it's rather difficult to locate an airport there.
The chosen site includes land within Admiralty Island National Monument. Federal law allows for the use, but the location could still bring challenges. Skaggerberg says there's no question the community needs an airport. It's the largest town in Southeast without a landing strip.
Year-round, 24-hour-a-day air service is really the issue for Angoon. They don't have access to a whole lot of medical facilities in town. There are quite a few medevacs that go on over there. And they're limited, because all they have is float plane service now, they're limited to daytime service and, to some extent, fair weather service.
Results of the summer's research will be made available in August or September. The information will be posted on the project's FAA website. If the chosen location passes scrutiny, final design could begin. Funding is also needed. Previous estimates for the airport, apron, and access road have been around $30 million. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.